The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
I got guys punching me. What did I do here? I did wear red. We've already been scolded once, Finn, for wearing red up here. You know that laugh. That's head coach Jeff Collins of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He joins us live here at the 27th annual Bobby Dodd Golf Tournament. Coach, it was a fail on our part. We literally at 6:02 looked at each other and go, we both have on red. Now, it's Falcons red.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's not red of the other program that we will not discuss during your time here.
I'm with you. Finn's just trying to make sure we get another Georgia Tech 404 care package.
That's so right. I saw Joe Hamilton.
Let's make sure that's on the way.
Yeah, Joe Hammett, some nice kicks. I was like, all right, let's see what's going on here.
I've had to warn them. I was a Nike guy for a long time.
Sure.
I turned into an Adidas guy. I told Joe. Joe goes, are these shoes going to be comfortable? I said, the Ultra Boost are the best shoes made right now. We saw what you guys sent to Joe. So, yeah, size 9 will work well for me. Finn's a little bit bigger with like a size 23 or whatever the hell he wears.
Too funny. Was it fun to see you guys over the draft? Had a couple guys get drafted. Talk about your players and Jalen Camp and Presley Harvin.
Yes, Jalen Camp, he put an absolute show at Pro Day. I mean, his numbers were ridiculous. I mean, he had 29 on the bench and close to 40 on the vertical. He ran a 4.4, just a big physical wide receiver, and just excited for him. Third guy from the last 2 years to go to the Jags. So I just think.
What's the connection there, you think? Do you have a relationship with the Jaguars more than another
team?
Not
really, but just the you know, the culture that we're building, the competitiveness, how our guys work. I sent an article to all three of them yesterday about the culture that Urban's building it with the Jags, and I'm like, this sounds right up your alley.
Awesome.
What we're building here in Atlanta. So it's a good fit.
And then Presley goes off the board to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had a chance to talk to him, I don't know, 2 months ago. What a
impressive, fascinating
kid.
He is.
You know, with the business that he has outside of there. How excited were you to see him, all the work that he's put in to be one of the best – no, not one of – the best punter in the country?
Yeah, Ray Guy Award winner, first-team All-American consensus, and a great kid, a hard worker, tremendous leg, tremendous talent, but just really happy for him to get drafted because not a lot of specialists get drafted. A lot of them go undrafted free agent. And for him to get picked, we had two, which I think is the first time Georgia Tech's had multiple picks since 2016. So just really proud of the guys. And then Presley, you could have a whole hour-long show with him, and he could fill up the airwaves with car stories and punting stories. And Pat McAfee for the brand loves him. So that's a pretty cool deal.
He also said, you know, I wish Coach Collins would have allowed me to throw the ball a couple of more times. I know he threw a touchdown 2 years ago, and he missed one this past year.
He dropped a dime this year, too. We were in the high red zone, and he put it right on the money, but just he's a tremendous talent.
How cool is that, though, just as a coach, that proud moment of knowing your guys are getting that call and getting a chance now to take care of their families and potentially generations of families?
Yeah, not new to you either, coming from Temple and the amount of guys that came out of that school as well.
Yeah, I think the Temple, speaking of that, I think they've had 15 guys in the last 5 years, which is a group of five record, which is really cool. So proud of those guys as well. But just the work that they've put in and the way they've just bought into our process and just made it, perfected it, and then getting to be rewarded is awesome. Getting to FaceTime with them right after they got picked. I mean, those are moments that you treasure.
Do you shed tears? Like, honestly, you can tell us, there's people listening. I know we saw, like, I forgot, A.J. Brown shedding tears for Elijah Moore, one of his former teams. Do you maybe get a little misty-eyed when you talk to kids?
Yeah, I won't admit it right here on the air, but, yeah, it's a special moment just to see how proud they are, and then you see their parents in the background and all the work that they've put in, and you know the investment and the trust and the buy-in to the process, and to see it pay off in such a big way is special.
You also had a couple of guys undrafted free agents. You had players sign Askew, Nathan Cottrell a year ago. Those guys, and we you know, obviously
David
dissect.
David Curry, too.
Yeah,
I love
David
that
Curry
kid.
Going out
no
to Denver.
Doubt.
We dissect the Falcons, guys that can make football teams. Do you have to have maybe a little message to them and say, look, just because you're undrafted and kind of go down that list of guys that have made teams?
Yeah, so we had four guys in the last 2 years that have gone as undrafted free agents. And I think we've only had nine guys total in the last 2 years do pro days because we've had small senior classes.
Sure.
Six of those nine have gotten on NFL rosters.
It's crazy.
Which is pretty cool. That's, I don't know what the percentage is, but I would imagine that's a pretty high percentage. But David Curry was starting Mike linebacker for 3 years, ultimate leader, ultimate work ethic guy. Jaitlin Askew, we take a lot of pride in special teams at our place, led the country in punting, and you don't do that unless you have elite gunners.
Yep.
Jaitlin Askew, Nathan Cottrell, both went to the NFL as gunners, as kickoff specialists, and that's a cool thing, and that just reinforces our message to the guys every day. You have to play special teams to make it at the next level and even to get to that second contract, because with the limited roster, you better be able to do multiple things. So we stress that all day, every day, and to see that message actually come to life on NFL draft, you know, Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is pretty cool.
Head coach of Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Jeff Collins, joins us here in the front row. And spring games come and gone. Did you learn anything about your squad from the beginning of spring camp and all the way to the end of the game?
Yeah, just the, I mean, just when you watch the team, it's longer, it's bigger, much more physical. But I thought the composure that we showed throughout the spring ball, the attention to detail, the focus, the level of maturity that we've started to develop, we've harped on it ever since we got back in January, and to see them go through 15 practices and those kind of things pay off, just playing really clean football.
Right.
For anybody out there that watched it, it was clean, physical, assignment football, and you know, we played three true freshmen on offense last year that started every game. Now, they were three pretty good guys, but there was a lot of things.
The pre-snap
penalties, post-snap penalties that we've addressed in a big way, and to see that after 15 practices was really, really pleasing.
Well, a year ago, obviously, you don't get to go through spring ball because of COVID, and we were talking off the air about everything, how that changed. How much were the kids chomping at the bit just to get back out there and go, all right, I want to put some pads on, I want to knock some heads and do all of that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And we extended the January period where we kind of let them do things on their own, because the season took a toll on everybody. Mm-hmm. The players, the coaches, the staff, our families, and just to get them cycled back in, and by the time we went during spring ball, it was awesome, and they did a great job handling it and playing at a really high level.
Real quick, we're talking about it, not much you can talk about it on the air, but the recruiting situation coming up, because it's been so dead for so long.
Right.
What are you guys looking forward to, and how do you prepare for all the kids that are just going to inundate your campus?
It's been 15 months since recruits have been able to be on campus, and you know, one of the great things about Georgia Tech is we're in the heart of Atlanta. To get to anywhere in the southeast, you basically have to drive through Atlanta to get there. So we've always talked about being a destination spot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come June 1st, our campus is going to be flooded with elite recruits coming through, having camps, unofficial visits, and some official visits. So we've got a tremendous staff. Patrick Suttis, Karina Hargraves, Thomas Greery head up our recruiting department, Aaron Joe. So just their work's going to be cut out for them. We've set up outside of my office in Bobby Dodd Stadium, an outdoor office, so I can close and meet with guys in a safer space, in a safer environment, still being able to see the backdrop of downtown Atlanta, be in Bobby Dodd Stadium. So it's going to be a safe environment, but also one that's set up to close.
Throughout this whole process, we've talked where some schools may have been at a disadvantage because you didn't get to visit their campus.
Sure.
You know, you're kind of at an outpost. How much was this an advantage for you?
Yeah.
Because you can, again, just say, look, we're right in downtown Atlanta. This is where you're going to play college football.
Yeah, and if you look at the NFL draft, I think per capita, Georgia had the highest amount of draft picks. So we've always talked about keeping the players at home, within the perimeter, within the state of Georgia, within the southeast, and all of those things come to pass at our place. And then the Zoom, that it's really difficult on Zoom or FaceTime to connect, but I think I've got blessed to have an unbelievable coaching staff that's young, technologically savvy, that can, you know, make sure they keep that connection with recruits. We recruited at a high level. Already have 13 guys that we signed last year on campus, went through off-season workouts, went through spring ball.
Awesome.
And then we'll add another 13 at the 1st of June. So it's exciting.
I'm always fascinated with that. The advantage of getting a kid, you know, just learning to be a college student.
Right.
It's been 30 years, but we were college students at one time. And you walk on the campus and you go, I don't know what to do. It's my first time away from home.
Right.
Talk about that for a second, getting kids, early enrollees, to really get bulked up to have a real chance to play in September.
Well, that's the other part too, is the last year during COVID, we had to bring them in. They had to learn how to be college students, but hey, don't be near anybody.
Right. It's crazy.
Hey, stay away from people. Hey, but be close and be teammates, but stay away from each other. But it's just going to be exciting. The culture that we've got built, the leadership that we've developed within our program, the culture, getting those guys here in June, everything set, the foundation's laid, and just increasing talent. We've got a 6'6", 330-pound defensive tackle that's coming. He was homecoming king at his high school. Tremendous basketball player as well. We've got a 6'5", 220-pound receiver, Leo Blackburn, who's coming. So just on and on, the talent and the cultural piece is really important to us.
How much have you seen Jeff Sims grow in 15 months?
He's awesome. What a great kid. And, you know, having to start every game as a true freshman quarterback is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But just the maturity that he shows, he's a gym rat. He lives in Dave Patenaude, our offense coordinator's office. His office right down the hall for me. Easily 4 to 5 times a day if I walk by, there's Jeff sitting in there watching tape. Jordan Yates, a Milton product right down the street from where mm-hmm. we are right now, state champion. He's in there. So just understanding the system, understanding the protections, understanding their progressions, knowing exactly where to go with the ball. Some of my favorite throws that Jeff threw this spring are just taking the easy access hitches, easy access slants, where in the past he would have held because he wanted to take the, you know, but mm-hmm. just
the
take
shot,
what
yeah.
the defense gives you, and just the maturity, the poise, the leadership. He was voted one of the 4 captains for the spring game.
Nice.
And that's his peers voting. So I think those kind of things are really cool.
Well, we're here at the 27th annual Memorial Bobby Dodd Golf Classic, and I don't think you're going to bring the sticks out today because you got more important things to attend to. When's the last time you played golf anyway?
I don't know. I worked for George O'Leary for 5 years, and that was not high on the list of priorities for my main man, George.
Oh, man.
Can you hit them pretty well? Because
I can hit the deep ball, but other than that, I don't know where it's going.
Well, Coach, we always really enjoy the time to sit here
absolutely.
And talk to you. Look forward to football season. I know you got busy time coming up. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to stop by.
Absolutely.
And see
I appreciate it. And the white and gold gear is on the way.
I love it.
There we go.
My bad.
That is head coach Jeff Collins.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.